Not sure how long I'm going to talk, so I'm going to have the praise team back in a minute. But I'm not sure what the, I'm not even sure what I'm going to say. So, but the Lord knows. But you know how Jacob wrestled with the Lord? And God changed his name and God really ministered to him. And we all have those moments in our life when we meet God and we wrestle with God and he works on our flesh and he deals with us. And I had one of those moments this week, and the Lord woke me up early this morning and reminded me of it. I had kind of pushed it back, but the Lord reminded me of it this morning, and I've been up since early. It's just God just sharing this with me. And the more I thought about it this morning, I thought, you know, you want me to do this today. You want me to talk about this. And we're going to pray for people here in just a minute because I think the Lord wants to do something. And it was kind of funny. So I'll get to that. I said something a few Wednesday nights ago, and I was teaching on something, and it's one of those God things that just kind of flowed out of me. Sometimes when you're speaking and you're ministering under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you say God things. You say things that are so profound that you know they didn't come from out of you. They came from somewhere else. You know, it came from the Lord. And I shared something the other Wednesday night that when I said it, I thought, you know, that's kind of neat. And it wasn't something I had planned to say, but the more I thought about it, it really started growing in me. And what I said was, I talked about what the word supernatural means. And the Lord really, I have taught this definition for a long time, but I won't anymore. The Lord has changed my outlook on this. But I've always taught that the word supernatural, what supernatural is, an invasion into the natural. That this is the natural order. And that when something supernatural happens, God invades the natural. Like when he rolls back the Red Sea or the sun stands still or things of that nature. That is the supernatural invading the natural. And that's true in a sense, in the natural course of nature. But there's a deeper truth here, and that's what the Lord was showing me. When God created the world, and I want you to think about this. When God created everything, he looked at everything he created and he said, it is what? Good. Say that again. It is good. There was nothing bad in it. Right? Amen. Everything he created was good. Now, when you look around the world today, and you look at hospitals, and you look at needs, and you look at the world we live in, everything is not good. Right? It's a long way from it. So something happened. Now, here's what I want you to see. What happened wasn't God. Because God showed us what is good to him. God showed us what he wants. God showed us what he considers natural. God showed us what he considers orderly. God showed us what he considers right. God showed us what he considers good, and that's what he created. But that's not what we have today, because this is what we made through our rebellion. Through our disobedience, this is what sin has brought into our world. Sin brought this in. God didn't. Folks, it's not God's will that you be sick. It's not God's will that you be hurting. It's not God's will that you be wounded. God did not create those things. Those things were brought in. You see what I'm saying? And we need to understand that, because we fall into the trap sometimes of thinking, well, God brought this on me, or God's not doing that. When God created Adam and Eve, there was no cancer. God didn't create cancer in the beginning. There was no sickness. There was no disease. There was none of that. There was nothing. Everything God made was good. That's his order. Now, what he showed me was that when Jesus was on the earth healing, this is really cool. He wasn't bringing the supernatural into a natural. He was trying to restore what is broken back to what is normal. When he was healing people and opening blinded eyes and unstopping deaf ears and raising the dead and canceling death, he was restoring what is the normal for God. Folks, that's awesome. He was restoring what God intended. He was restoring what is right. He was showing us God doesn't want this. Why do you think Jesus wept when he looked at the sorrow and brokenness of death, and why Jesus was moved with compassion and moved with pity? Because that's not the will of God. That's not the heart of God. He saw the sorrow and the suffering of humanity, and his heart was broken, and he did everything he could in the time that he was on the earth to reverse that and to change it. So when God comes in to heal, when God comes in to deliver, he's restoring what was the original will and purpose of the Father. Amen. And so it's not so much the supernatural invading our natural as it is God's natural invading what is broken. God's normal order, God's like, I'm turning it back to the way I always wanted it to be. I never wanted you to be sick. But these are things, we live in a fallen world. We have a virus running around our world right now that everybody's going crazy about. Although, folks, way more people die of the flu than they ever have of the coronavirus. You know, but we never made a big deal about the flu. But all of a sudden, we're going nuts over a disease that killed a handful of people so far. I don't know where it will go. I don't know. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of fear going around right now. Amen? And that's the work of the enemy. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Amen? And so this is a work of the enemy in our lives to bring us to a place of captivity with disease and things that are broken. When God came into the garden after Adam and Eve sinned and they fell, what did they do? They tried to hide from him. They tried to hide from him. Don't you think about that a minute. They tried to hide from him because something was broken and they didn't want God to see them. Something was broken and they didn't want God to see them. There's a reason we hide from God. There's a reason we try to cover things up. There's a reason we try to act like we're okay, for example, when we're at church sometimes. You know how we do? We come in here and we go, hello, how you doing today? You know, you're doing good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And inside you're broken. Inside you're hurting. Inside you're crushed. But we act like it's all okay. Folks, church is a hospital for the sick. This is a place for the wounded. It's okay to be wounded because you come in here to get healed. Amen? Amen. But we like to cover things up. We have a rash on our arm. We wear long sleeves. We have blemishes. We wear makeup. When we have a limp, we try to hide it or cover it up. Why? Because it's not normal. Sickness is not normal. There's a reason people take pills when they get sick. Amen. Folks, if your sickness is the will of God, stop taking medicine. And don't go to the doctor. Quit going to, if it's the will of God, but you know what? You know it's not. You know it's not. Everything in your body tells you this ain't right. So you try to do what? You try to do something about it. Because you know it's not normal. You know it's not right. You know that the sickness is counter to everything God wants to do in you. So that's why we, thankfully, God works in different ways. Sometimes God heals and sometimes he ministers spiritually in us and the power of God does a complete healing work. Sometimes God will use medicine. Sometimes God will use a doctor or a hospital or a surgery. And it's amazing that God can do that. I've had a surgery that probably 100 years from now, I wouldn't be here. My life has been extended in a way that 100 years from now wouldn't have. I'd be gone. But God has been so merciful to us that there are ways that he extends life, because that's the heart of God. Now, God could have healed me other ways, but that's how he chose to do it. God may move different ways in your life. God has many different avenues that he uses. But God is the healer. Folks, I can promise you, Satan did not invent penicillin. He didn't. And Satan is not behind the great... The Bible says knowledge would increase in the last days. We have seen knowledge. Satan's not behind. Satan would kill all of you if he could. If Satan had his way, everybody in here would be sick with disease. There'd be poverty. There'd be disease. There'd be brokenness. There'd be sickness. If you don't believe me, go to the nations that worship demons. Go to the nations that worship false idols and gods, and look at the poverty and the sickness and the disease that is rampant in those countries because they're controlled by demons. I'm just telling you, seen it, I know. God wants you well. And I mean spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, in every way. That was his original order. And he wants to restore that order in your life. Now, we're fixing to pray, but here's what God did to me this week. He came, and this is kind of funny. I don't know if y'all fight with God like I do. I don't know if you have conversations with God like I do, but I get into it sometimes with the Lord because I'm learning. But he came to me this week and said, I want you to pray for people. I want you to pray for healing. And I said, Lord, I don't feel like praying for healing for people, because I just was sick myself and I just had surgery, and I don't feel like, you know, people are going to look at me and say, well, who are you to be praying for anybody to be healed? You just had surgery. I don't feel like I need to be praying for healing for people right now. And you know what the Lord said to me? Well, you're not the healer. Who do you think you are? You're not the healer. I'm the healer. And he said, I hadn't been sick. Amen? Amen. And boy, that went all over me. And I started laughing because it was a rebuke, but it was a rebuke that set me free. It was freeing. I thought, praise God. That ain't on me. Come on, church. And it ain't on you. That's a good word. I'm the healer. You're not the healer. I'm the healer. And I want to heal people. And I want to touch lives. So get out of the way. Just be obedient. Amen? And that's what the Lord... And I just had to laugh. I've been laughing all week about it. It was just funny to me. Well, you're not the healer. You're not the healer. And I heard the Lord say, I hadn't been sick. Amen. I want to ask our praise team to come back. So I want to be obedient to the Lord this morning, because the Lord strongly put on my heart that he wanted us to pray for people. And so I want to do that, because our healer is here. The Lord is here. And he wants to touch lives, and I believe that with all my heart. Hallelujah. 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 God just works in different ways. He just works in different ways. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're trying to hide from God, you're trying to hide from others, you got a sickness, you got something, whatever it is, folks, y'all know what I'm talking about. Things in our lives that are broken. Things in our lives that just aren't, they're not the will of God. And we know they're not. The Lord wants to touch that today. The Lord wants to touch that today. It might be an emotional need. It might be a spiritual need. It might be a physical sickness, an ailment of some kind. I don't know. But it's the kind of thing that you do like Adam and Eve. You hide in the bushes because you know I'm not whole. I'm not whole. I love the story of the woman that touched Jesus. One of my favorite stories in the Bible. And the part about that story was she tried to get away. She tried to hide after she touched his garment. That's what the Bible says. She was trying to hide in the crowd because she didn't feel like she belonged there. Folks, don't ever try to hide from God. He loves you.